opinions on not just that location, but on many of many similar projects that I was involved in. It really comes down to not wanting to admit the obvious about the challenges of urban environments like that. And while initially I think they had a pretty good handle on it, they stopped after some ownership changes and whatnot. You know, they stopped prioritizing things the way that they should to allow that to be a successful property and not just hand it over to the hood rats. And that's what happened. You know, that's why the transition took place. But yes, I'd not been back there, other than passing through, but I'd heard that the current use is pretty favorable, and the community seems to be embracing it, so that's always a good thing.